Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
What if I told you that just 30 days from now, your life could look completely different? Not by chance, not by luck, but by your own hands. 1 month, that's all it takes to shift gears, to rewire your habits, to reclaim the momentum you lost somewhere along the way. Too many people spend years waiting for the perfect moment, waiting for motivation to magically appear. But success doesn't wait. Growth doesn't knock on your door. It waits for you to chase it. Here's the truth. Transformation isn't some distant, complicated journey. It's built one day at a time with small, consistent actions that add up. You don't need to know all the steps. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to commit to showing up every single day for the next 30 days. That's it. You're not here to stay the same. You're here because something inside you wants more. A better version of you is waiting, but it won't come from wishful thinking. It will come from clarity, from discipline, from action. This 1 month success plan is not about doing everything. It's about doing the right things every day with purpose. Imagine waking up 30 days from now with stronger habits, sharper focus, and a deeper belief in yourself. That's not a dream, that's a choice. Stay with me for the next few minutes as I walk you through a powerful, proven plan to transform your life in just 1 month. Let's dive in. Number one. Define the new you. Before you change your life, you must first change the way you see yourself. That's where real transformation begins. Not in your actions, but in your identity. If you still see yourself as the same old person with the same habits, the same mindset, the same limitations, then even the best success plan in the world will fall apart. So today we begin with clarity. Who do you want to become in the next 30 days? I'm not talking about vague goals like I want to be better, or I want to be more successful. I'm talking about specific, vivid, non-negotiable identity shifts. Do you want to become a disciplined person who wakes up early and finishes what they start? Do you want to be someone who eats clean, moves with energy, and makes bold decisions without hesitation? Then say it, write it down. See it in your mind so clearly that it becomes a part of your reality. This is not about pretending to be someone you're not. This is about uncovering the version of you that's been buried under excuses, fear, and distractions. The potential is already inside you. It's just waiting for you to claim it. Every day from this point forward, you will act as the new you. That means when the alarm rings, you get up. When a challenge shows up, you face it. When old habits try to pull you back, you remind yourself of who you've decided to be. The next 30 days are not just about doing, they're about becoming. Becoming sharper, more focused, more intentional. This isn't a trial, it's a transformation. You are rewriting your identity with every choice you make. So define the new you. Be specific. Be bold. Speak it out loud if you have to. Because once you know who you are becoming, every step after that becomes simpler. Your energy aligns. Your focus sharpens. Your actions start to match your vision. This is the first and most important move. Without it, you're just wandering. But with it, you're walking a path that has power, purpose, and direction. Decide who you are, declare it, and then let the next 30 days prove it. Number two, eliminate the old habits. You cannot build a new life on top of old habits. It's like trying to plant a fresh garden in soil filled with weeds. No matter how much effort you put in, the past patterns will keep choking your progress unless you clear them out. That's why, before you go any further in this 30-day transformation, you need to take a hard look at what needs to go. What's holding you back? What habits are quietly sabotaging your momentum? Maybe it's the constant scrolling that steals hours of your time. Maybe it's the snooze button that convinces you to start the day late, again and again. Or maybe it's the unhealthy food choices, the negative self-talk, the procrastination. You know what it is. Deep down, we all do. The question is, are you ready to let it go? Change demands a clean foundation. You can't upgrade your mindset while still feeding your old routines. You have to cut ties with what no longer fits the person you're becoming. And yes, it's going to feel uncomfortable. Old habits are like cozy traps. They're familiar. They don't fight back. But they also don't let you grow. So if you want real transformation, you've got to be ruthless. Start simple. Identify three habits that are clearly holding you back. Write them down. Be honest. Then replace each one with something that empowers you. Scrolling is the problem. Replace it with reading something that feeds your mind. If staying up too late is the issue, create a wind-down routine and stick to it. You're not just deleting bad habits. You're making space for better ones. And here's the secret. The moment you break an old pattern, even once, you gain power. You prove to yourself that you're in control. Not your urges, not your past, not your environment. You. That one small victory becomes fuel for the next. And soon, you've got momentum. Day by day, those choices compound. You begin to feel stronger, more focused, more alive. But don't wait for the perfect time. The right time to let go of what's not serving you is now. Don't negotiate with your bad habits. Don't explain them away. If they don't align with the life you want to live, they need to go. Period. Remember, this isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. Every time you break away from something destructive, you're telling your future self, I'm serious this time. You're proving to the world, and more importantly, to yourself, that you are ready for the next level. So today, take the first swing. Tear down what's been holding you hostage. You are not your old patterns. You're becoming someone new. But to fully rise, you must first release. Let it go and never look back. Number three, design your daily blueprint. Success doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. If you want to make the most of these next 30 days, you need a plan, a daily blueprint that serves as your foundation. Think of it like building a house. Without a strong blueprint, you're guessing your way through the day, reacting instead of creating. And that's where most people fall short. They wake up without purpose, drift through the hours, and then wonder why nothing changes. That ends now. A great life starts with great days, and great days start with a clear routine. This is your time to build one. You don't need a schedule packed with 50 things. You need structure. You need clarity. You need non-negotiables that keep you grounded and focused, even on the days you don't feel like showing up. Start with your morning. That first hour after you wake up, it's the most powerful window of the day. Use it wisely. Whether it's moving your body, reading something powerful, writing down your goals, or simply sitting in silence, own your morning, and you start owning your life. Don't let your phone or your past patterns set the tone for the day. You set it. Then build the flow of your day. When will you work? When will you recharge? When will you reflect? Don't leave it to chance. Block your time like your future depends on it, because it does. If it's important to you, it needs a place in your calendar. If it doesn't, it's just noise. And finally, end your day with intention. Too many people go to bed full of regret, saying, I'll do better tomorrow. That cycle ends here. Create a nighttime routine that helps you slow down, reflect on your progress, and prepare to win the next day. A simple 10-minute review, what worked, what didn't, what you'll improve, can shift your mindset completely. This isn't about being robotic. It's about being aligned. When your daily actions match your bigger goals, that's when life starts to move. You stop guessing. You stop drifting. You start building. And every day starts to feel like a step forward instead of a step in circles. So take out a pen. Map it out. Morning, afternoon, evening. Keep it simple. Keep it powerful. And most importantly, keep it consistent. Because repetition builds rhythm, and rhythm builds results. You've already decided who you're becoming. Now give that version of you a solid plan to follow. 1 month of focused, intentional living can change the entire direction of your life. Don't wait for structure, create it. The blueprint for your success starts today. Number four, build unbreakable discipline. If you want to transform your life in 30 days, Motivation is not enough. Motivation comes and goes. Some days you'll feel it. Most days you won't. That's why you need something stronger. Discipline. Discipline is the muscle that holds your commitment together when your emotions try to tear it apart. It's the voice that says, I don't feel like it, but I'm doing it anyway. Discipline is not something you're born with. It's something you build, one decision at a time, one hard choice after another. Every time you do what you said you would do, even when it's inconvenient, you're laying another brick in the foundation of your self-respect. And once you start respecting yourself, everything changes. Your posture, your mindset, your confidence, your results. Now let's be honest. Building discipline is uncomfortable. You'll face resistance. That inner voice will tempt you with excuses. It'll tell you to rest when you haven't earned it, to delay what you promised, to give in just this once. But every time you push back against that voice, you're getting stronger. Discipline is forged in those moments, not when things are easy, but when you show up anyway. Start small. Choose one thing today that you will do no matter what. Maybe it's sticking to your new wake-up time. Maybe it's finishing your workout. Maybe it's writing for 30 minutes. Don't wait until you feel ready. Do it because you said you would. That's how you earn your own trust. And here's the secret. Discipline creates freedom. Most people think discipline is restrictive. It's the opposite. When you're disciplined, you don't waste time. You don't wrestle with guilt. You don't second-guess yourself. You move with clarity. You take action without hesitation. You sleep at night knowing you gave the day your all. The more disciplined you become, the less you need to rely on willpower. It becomes automatic. You stop negotiating with laziness. You stop entertaining distractions. You live by a standard, not by your moods. And that standard begins to elevate every area of your life. So ask yourself, what would happen if for the next 30 days you lived with unbreakable discipline? What if you made a promise to yourself and actually kept it? No shortcuts, no excuses, just raw, focused execution. The truth is, you're already capable. You just have to prove it, day in, day out. You don't need to be the most talented. You just need to be the most committed. That's what discipline is all about. It's not flashy, it's not easy, but it's always worth it. Discipline is the bridge between who you are and who you want to become. And today you take the first step across it. Keep showing up. Keep doing the work. One day you'll look back and realize you built something unshakable. Number 5, fuel your body, sharpen your mind. You can't transform your life. If your energy is running on empty, you can't think clearly, act boldly, or stay disciplined when your body is exhausted and neglected. Your mind and your body are not separate. They are deeply connected. When you take care of your physical health, your mental clarity, your emotional strength, and your overall performance skyrocket. That's why fueling your body must be a non-negotiable part of your 30-day success plan. Let's start with the basics. What you put into your body matters. Every bite of food is either giving you energy or stealing it. If you keep filling yourself with junk, processed sugar, and fast food, don't be surprised when your brain feels foggy, your mood crashes, and your motivation disappears. Fuel like a champion. Eat to win. Whole foods, clean water, balanced meals. This isn't about a fad diet. It's about respecting the machine that carries you through life. Then there's movement. Your body was designed to move, not sit for hours every day. You don't need a fancy gym or complicated workouts. You need consistency. A walk, a stretch, a short strength session. Just get your blood flowing. Movement boosts your mood, sharpens your focus, and reminds your mind that you're in control. Exercise is not just for fitness. It's for mental dominance. Sleep, yes. Sleep is part of the plan. You can't grind all day and neglect your recovery. That's not hustle. That's self-destruction. Sleep isn't a luxury. It's fuel. Your brain processes, repairs, and restores itself while you rest. Want better focus? Want more patience? Want your body to respond to your goals? Then protect your sleep like your future depends on it, because it does. And don't overlook the power of stillness. Fueling your body also means giving your mind time to breathe, a few moments of silence, a deep breath, a short walk without your phone. These little resets keep you mentally sharp and emotionally grounded. Clarity isn't found in chaos, it's found in calm. Now imagine doing all this consistently for 30 days. Clean fuel, daily movement, deep rest, and moments of stillness. Imagine the version of you that shows up when your energy is high, your thoughts are clear, and your body feels powerful. That version of you doesn't hesitate. That version doesn't make excuses. That version takes action with confidence. Your energy is your engine, and if you don't protect it, nothing else in this plan will work. So take it seriously. Treat your body like it matters, because it does. And when you fuel it right, You'll unlock a level of mental power and clarity you've been missing for far too long. Take care of your body, and your mind will rise to meet it. Let that be your standard from this day forward. Number 6, turn goals into daily targets. Big goals sound exciting, but they can also feel overwhelming. It's easy to say, I want to get fit, or I want to start a business, or I want to turn my life around. But if you stop there, the goal stays a fantasy, distant, vague, and unreachable. That's why the real power lies in turning your goals into daily targets. Small, clear, specific actions that move the needle every single day. Think of it this way. A goal is your destination, but daily targets are your steps. You don't need to conquer the mountain today. You just need to take the next step in front of you. When you break it down like this, progress becomes manageable. You stop waiting for huge leaps and start focusing on steady forward motion. Let's say your goal is to lose weight. That's the big picture. But your daily targets might be drinking a gallon of water, walking 30 minutes, and sticking to clean meals. You can track that, you can measure it, and most importantly, you can hit it every single day. The same goes for financial goals. Skill development, mindset growth, whatever you want to achieve. Break it into chunks you can attack today. This does two powerful things. First, it creates momentum. Every day you hit your targets, you build self-trust. You start to believe in your ability to follow through. Second, it removes confusion. You don't wake up wondering what to do. You already know your targets. Now you just execute. And execution is where the real change happens. Not in setting goals, not in dreaming about them, but in doing the boring necessary work day after day until the results show up. People who win don't just dream big, they act small. They build the muscle of daily commitment. And before they know it, they've created a life most people only talk about. So here's what you need to do. Take your main goal, whatever it is, and break it into 2 to 3 daily actions. Make them so clear that there's no room for negotiation, no guessing. You either did it or you didn't. At the end of each day, check your scoreboard. Did you hit your targets? If not, adjust. If yes, stack another win. This process trains your mind to focus. It keeps you grounded in the present while building the future. And it ensures that every day in this 30-day plan is productive, even if you don't see massive change overnight, because success isn't sudden, it's stacked. Turn your goals into daily targets, then hit those targets like your life depends on it, because in many ways it does. That's how real transformation begins. Not someday, but today. One clear, focused target at a time. Number 7, use pain as a push. Pain is not your enemy. In fact, it might be your greatest asset if you know how to use it. Most people run from pain. They numb it, avoid it, deny it, but here's the truth. The pain you're feeling right now is trying to teach you something. It's trying to move you. It's trying to push you towards something better. You just have to stop resisting it and start listening to it. Pain shows up when something is out of alignment. Maybe it's the pain of wasted time, the frustration of being stuck, or the regret of not doing what you know you're capable of. Whatever form it takes, that pain is a signal. It's telling you, wake up. There's more in you. And if you use it the right way, it becomes your fuel. Every great transformation begins in discomfort. Not comfort, not ease. But a moment of truth where you finally say, I've had enough. That fire in your chest, that lump in your throat, that sleepless night, it's not weakness. It's the beginning of change. And if you can lean into it instead of away from it, everything shifts. Instead of asking, why is this happening to me? Ask, what is this trying to teach me? Is the pain showing you a bad habit that needs to go? Is it pointing to a boundary you've ignored? Is it reminding you of a dream you've been too afraid to chase? Whatever it is, use it. Don't let it break you. Let it build you. Some of the most powerful people in the world didn't rise because life was easy. They rose because they used their pain as leverage. They turned rejection into drive. They turned loss into hunger. They turned embarrassment into focus. And so can you. During this 30-day journey, pain will show up. You'll be tired. You'll feel the pull of old habits. You'll question if the change is worth it. In those moments, don't collapse. Don't retreat. Tap into the fire. Let it remind you why you started. Let it push you harder. That pain isn't there to stop you. It's there to sharpen you. You don't need a perfect plan. You need a powerful reason. And nothing gives you a reason like pain does. It gives you urgency. It gives you clarity. It gives you energy. The key is to stop hiding from it and start channeling it. So the next time pain shows up, don't shrink. Stand tall. Let it light you up. Let it push you forward. You're not here to be comfortable. You're here to become unshakable. And every bit of pain you turn into purpose becomes proof that nothing can stop you. Not even the hard days. Especially not the hard days. Number 8. Cut the distractions ruthlessly. If you want to change your life in 30 days, you can't afford to be casual with your focus. Distractions are the silent killers of dreams. They don't destroy your progress in one big blow. They steal it piece by piece. A few minutes here, an hour there, and suddenly, your day is gone. Your energy is scattered. Your vision is blurry. And the worst part, you often don't even realize it's happening. That's how sneaky distractions are. You must get ruthless, not just selective ruthless. If something isn't moving you closer to your goal, it's pulling you away from it, period. And that includes more than just the obvious time wasters like social media, binge watching, or aimless scrolling. Sometimes the biggest distractions wear the disguise of productivity, doing things that feel busy, but aren't truly aligned with your mission. You need to take inventory. Where is your time going? Where is your attention leaking? Who or what is constantly interrupting your flow? Identify them, write them down, then make the decision to cut, limit, or restructure them. This 30-day plan is not about being polite with your time. It's about taking control of it. If that means turning off notifications, do it. If it means saying no to people who drain your energy, do it. If it means deleting apps, changing your environment, or waking up earlier just to buy back your peace, do it. Your future is too important to gamble away on things that do nothing for your growth. Distraction is not just about time, it's about direction. Every time you lose focus, you lose alignment. You forget what matters. You drift. And the danger in drifting is that it feels harmless until it's been weeks, months, even years, and you're still in the same place. On the flip side, when you protect your focus, your momentum multiplies. You start to see clearly. You feel more present. You finish what you start. And that builds confidence. Real confidence, not from hype, but from knowing you're in control of your own time and energy. Here's what you need to remember. You don't get this time back. Every hour you waste is an hour you could have used to build your dream, sharpen your skills, or invest in your future. So protect your time like it's sacred, because it is. And when you start living that way, you'll notice something powerful. The noise fades, the pressure lifts, and progress becomes consistent. You've already come this far. Don't let distractions steal your effort. Tighten up. Clear the clutter. Reclaim your focus. And remember, clarity isn't found in a chaotic life. It's found in a focused one. Cut the distractions, and you'll be shocked by how fast your life begins to shift. Number 9. Build a wall around your mindset. If your mind isn't protected, your life will always be under attack. Every single day, you're exposed to noise, opinions, negativity, and doubt. Some of it from others, and much of it from within. That's why your mindset must be guarded like a fortress. You can build the best habits, follow the perfect routine, even surround yourself with great people. But if your mind is full of cracks, the pressure will find its way in and pull you right back to where you started. You need to take ownership of your mental environment. That means choosing what you allow in. Every word, every conversation, every piece of content. Because whatever you feed your mind, you start to believe. And whatever you believe, you begin to live. Are you filling your head with inspiration or limitation? Are you focused on what you can control? Or are you drowning in distractions and self-doubt? Every thought either strengthens your foundation or weakens it. You must be intentional. You must be disciplined. You must build that wall. This doesn't mean becoming cold or closed off. It means filtering your input. It means being selective with what gets your attention. If someone is constantly negative, draining, or distracting, you've got to create space. If you're constantly watching things that fill you with fear, confusion, or insecurity, it's time to shift your focus. Your peace is your power, and protecting it is your responsibility. And let's talk about self-talk. That voice inside your head, it matters. Every time you catch yourself saying, I'm not good enough, this won't work, or what's the point? Stop. Interrupt it. Challenge it. Replace it. You cannot allow your mind to become a playground for doubt. Speak life, speak belief, speak possibility. Because the words you repeat become the blueprint of your identity. Your mindset is the engine behind your actions. If your mind is weak, your goals will never survive. But if your mind is strong, if it's focused, clear, and unshakable, nothing can stop you. Not delays, not critics, not failure. Because you'll know who you are. And when you know who you are, the outside world loses its power over you. For the next 30 days, guard your mindset like everything depends on it, because it does. Start your day with intention. Read something that sharpens you. Listen to words that elevate you. Speak truths that strengthen you. And when negativity tries to creep in, shut the door. This world will always test you. But when your mindset is fortified, you don't bend, you don't break, you stay centered. And that's when true transformation begins. Not when life gets easier, but when your mind gets stronger. So today, raise your standards for what your mind allows in. Build that mental wall high, wide, and solid. Because once your mindset becomes unshakable, your life starts becoming unstoppable. Number 10, track, reflect, and adjust. One of the biggest mistakes people make when trying to change their lives is this. They keep moving, but they never measure. They keep pushing, but they never pause. They stay busy, but they never ask, is this working? If you truly want to transform your life in 30 days, you need to track your progress, reflect on your actions, and adjust your path as needed. Without this, you're just guessing. And guessing is no strategy for success. Tracking keeps you honest. It removes the illusion of effort and replaces it with evidence. You can say you've been eating clean, working hard, staying focused, but the numbers don't lie. Did you wake up when you said you would? Did you complete your daily targets? Did you honor your commitments? Or did you let emotions call the shots? When you track, you turn vague feelings into concrete facts. And that clarity gives you power. Reflection is just as important. Every day, take 5 to 10 minutes to look back. What did you do well? What needs work? Where did you win? And where did you slip? This isn't about judgment, it's about awareness. You can't improve what you're not aware of. Reflection turns experience into wisdom. It makes sure the lessons don't get lost in the noise of the day. But tracking and reflecting alone aren't enough. You have to adjust. If something isn't working, you don't quit. You refine. Maybe your routine needs a tweak. Maybe your expectations need to shift. Maybe your strategy is solid, but your discipline needs tightening. Whatever it is, be flexible in your approach, but stubborn in your goal. Stay committed to the vision, but smart about how you get there. Success is not a straight line. It's a series of pivots, improvements, and realignments. And those who win are the ones who stop often enough to make sure they're still on track. They're not afraid to admit what isn't working. They're not too proud to make changes. They care more about results than comfort. And because of that, they grow faster, stronger, and more focused than anyone else. This 30-day plan isn't about blind hustle. It's about intentional progress. And intentional progress means checking your direction, measuring your pace, and adjusting your course as often as needed. That's how you stay sharp. That's how you stay in control. So starting today, build this into your routine. End each day with a simple review. Track what you did. Reflect on how you felt. Adjust what's necessary. Then wake up the next day. A little wiser, a little stronger, and a lot more focused. Transformation isn't about doing everything perfectly. It's about learning quickly and adapting constantly. The faster you learn, the faster you grow. So track, reflect, and adjust. Do it daily. And watch how powerful your next 30 days become. Number 11, create your inner circle. No one transforms alone. You may walk your path with personal discipline, but the people around you either push you forward or pull you back. Your environment matters. And when it comes to building a new life in 30 days, you need to take a serious look at your inner circle. Who's in your ear? Who's in your space? Who's influencing your decisions, your mindset, your energy? Here's the truth. Your success is heavily influenced by the company you keep. If you're surrounded by people who complain, procrastinate, gossip, or doubt, every opportunity, that energy will rub off on you. You may not even notice it at first, but slowly it chips away at your fire. It dulls your vision. It makes laziness seem normal. And before you know it, you've lost momentum and don't even know why. You need people who pull the best out of you. People who challenge you to rise. People who don't let you settle. That doesn't mean they have to be physically around you. In fact, sometimes your most powerful circle is found in books, podcasts, videos, and mentors you've never even met. Surround yourself with voices that speak life, not doubt. With ideas that stretch your thinking, not shrink it. With energy that fuels you, not drains you. And let's not forget this. Sometimes the person you need to remove from your inner circle is your old self. That version of you that made excuses, that gave up easily, that broke promises to yourself, that person doesn't get to lead the next 30 days. You've upgraded, you've committed, and your circle needs to reflect that. Don't be afraid to make space. You don't owe anyone access to your time, energy, or goals if they're not helping you grow. It's not about cutting people off harshly. It's about creating boundaries, boundaries that protect your peace, your purpose, and your progress. When you set those boundaries, you send a message to the world and to yourself that you take your transformation seriously. Now think about the opposite. Imagine being surrounded by people who think bigger, live bolder, and move with focus. People who hold you accountable, cheer for your growth, and lead by example. That kind of environment changes everything. It lifts you. It fuels you. It speeds up your transformation. So take control of your circle. Choose who you listen to. Choose who you spend time with. Choose who gets a seat at your table. Because your environment is either feeding your fire or putting it out. For the next 30 days, build a circle that matches the future you're creating. Be intentional. Be bold. And be unapologetic about protecting your energy. Surround yourself with winners, and you'll start thinking, speaking, and acting like one. That's how legacies are built. That's how new lives are born, through the right circle and the right mindset. Number 12, finish strong, don't let up. The finish line is where most people slow down. They start strong, full of energy and excitement. But as the days roll on, they begin to coast. They lose focus. They let their guard down. But the final stretch, the last few days of your 30-day transformation, is where the real growth happens. This is where you separate yourself from the crowd. Because while others are easing up, you're going to do the opposite. You're going to finish stronger than you started. Why? Because how you finish shapes what comes next. If you end this journey with full effort, full focus, and full commitment, you'll carry that same energy into the next month and the next and the next. But if you fade in the final days, you send a message to yourself that consistency doesn't matter. And that's not who you are anymore. The last few days aren't just about maintaining, they're about elevating. Now is the time to tighten everything up. Go harder in your workouts. Stay sharper in your routine. Speak with more intention. Think with more clarity. Track everything. Reflect deeper. Protect your mindset like it's your most valuable asset, because it is. This is where your new identity gets locked in. You've been rewiring your habits, reshaping your environment, and building discipline brick by brick. The work you've done so far has built a new foundation, but how you finish cements it. You're not the same person who started this journey. You've stepped into a higher version of yourself. Now you must prove it by showing up with even more fire in these final days. Don't just look at the calendar and say, I'm almost done. Look in the mirror and say, I'm just getting started. Let this momentum become your lifestyle. Let the habits you've built in these weeks become your new normal. This isn't a sprint to exhaustion. This is a sprint to elevation. You're setting a standard, not for a month, but for the life you want to live from here on out. And yes, it'll be tempting to ease off, to celebrate too early, to relax just a bit. But remember, every day you finish strong, you build more proof that you're serious. And that proof becomes confidence. That confidence becomes belief. And belief becomes action that continues far beyond 30 days. So take a deep breath. Lock in. This is your moment. Push through the resistance. Honor the commitment you made to yourself on day one. Finish this journey with strength, with purpose, and with pride. Because when you finish strong, you don't just complete a challenge, you begin a new chapter. One where discipline isn't a chore, but a choice. One where success isn't a dream, but a pattern. One where momentum isn't temporary, but permanent. So don't slow down now, double down. Finish strong and prove to yourself that this was never just a plan. This was the beginning of a new life. You've just walked through a 30-day plan designed not just to change your schedule, but to change your life. And if you've made it this far, there's something inside you that refuses to settle. You didn't come here for average. You didn't show up just to hear words. You came to take action, to grow, to transform. And that transformation doesn't happen by chance. It happens through the kind of deliberate focus and daily effort you've been building, step by step, chapter by chapter. Now let's be clear. This wasn't about perfection. It was about commitment. It was about showing up, even when it was hard. It was about pushing through when you wanted to quit. And more than anything, it was about proving to yourself that you can choose growth over comfort, discipline over distraction, and vision over excuses. If you followed this plan with your full heart, your mindset has already shifted. Your energy is different. you carry yourself with more clarity. You see your time, your habits, and your future through a sharper lens. That's not something temporary. That's a new identity forming. One built on truth, on effort, on purpose. But here's the key. This doesn't end at day 30. This isn't the finish line. It's the launch pad. Because now you know what you're capable of. You've got the blueprint. You've got the proof. The only question left is, will you keep going? The habits you've built, the mindset you've sharpened, the energy you've protected, those are not seasonal tools. They are lifelong weapons. Use them, protect them, strengthen them. And most importantly, don't let this just be another challenge you completed. Let it be the moment that redefined who you are and how you live from this point forward. So as you close this chapter, remember, momentum is a gift, but it only lasts if you carry it forward. Don't wait for the next wave of motivation. Create your own. Don't look for shortcuts. Stay on the path. Don't wait for someone to validate your progress. You've earned it. This 30-day success plan was never just about goals. It was about transformation from the inside out. You've lit a fire. Now keep it burning. Keep rising. Keep showing up. And when things get tough again, and they will, go back to these principles. Recommit. Refocus. Restart if you must, but never retreat. Because the person you're becoming, they don't quit. They don't back down. They finish strong, and then they keep climbing. The next level of your life is calling. You're ready. Go get it.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.